Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Thousands of film lovers and many filmmakers from around the globe will soon be converging on Beaufort, South Carolina, for an annual film festival that has been recognized as one of the fastest growing in the Southeast and one of the top 100 in the world. Ron Tucker is executive director of the 14th annual Beaufort International Film Festival. And he joins us by phone now from his office in Beaufort. Ron, welcome back.
Well, thanks, Mike. Glad to be back.
Congratulations on 14 years. It just keeps rolling along.
14 years and counting. It gets a little bigger every year and just never know what's going to happen.
All right. So when and where will the festival be?
The festival takes place February 18th to the 23rd. Our opening night is on the 18th, very nice opening ceremony at Tabby Place in downtown Beaufort. And all the film screenings and the award ceremony will be at the University of South Carolina, Beaufort, Center for the Arts.
Anything new and special this year?
We will be reintroducing the Digital Media Workshop, which was absent last year. And that's a partnership between the University of South Carolina, Beaufort, and the Beaufort Film Society. And we're also awarding, for only the third time, the Santini Patriot Spirit Award. We have a film called The 11th Order going to a young filmmaker by the name of Joshua DeFore, and he'll also be the youngest to ever have received this award. And we have the Pat Conroy Lifetime Achievement Award, which will be going to Oscar winner, BAFTA Emmy winner, even won a Chinese Oscar, Eugene Garrity, John Reynolds, cinematographer, gaffer. He will be getting the Behind the Scenes Award, and he's from Charleston.
And when you started this 14 years ago, the word international that's in the festival's name, did you have a lot of faith that this would indeed attract films and filmmakers and audiences from around the world?
That's a good question, because when we first started, we did get a lot of entries from other countries, but we didn't select as many. This year, we have more international entries than we've ever had that are finalists. Filmmakers coming from Beijing, from Tokyo, from Berlin, and several from both sides of Canada. We have pledged already over 100 filmmakers, which will be a record if they all come.
Now share with us the highlights of this year's festival as far as the films are concerned, maybe that caught your eye.
We have two films in the student category that were finalists as Student Academy Award films. We have an international film, Effigy, that's coming to us from Berlin, and both the filmmaker Udo Flohr and the lead actress Suzanne Mbah scheduled to attend. And we have From the Vine, the director Sean Cisterna is going to be with us. And we do have three finalists from South Carolina, one from Bowling Springs, South Carolina, one from Charleston, and one from Clemson.
And I know one of the missions of your festival from day one has been to inspire more film creation here in our state of South Carolina. Give us your view on how that has gone so far. What's the film industry like in South Carolina at this point in 2020?
The original idea when we started the film festival, like you said, 14 years ago, was to bring Beaufort back to the forefront of movie making. Beaufort has been home to over 20 major motion pictures, from Forrest Gump, Prince of Tides, and many others. But then we had this period of time when no movies were being made here, so we thought by introducing the film festival, getting the filmmakers back to Beaufort and seeing how beautiful the place is, they'll see why movies were filmed here, and maybe even want to film here, which turned out to be the case this past November, when a filmmaker who had won three different categories at the festival had the opportunity to direct a film, and he convinced the investors to shoot it in Beaufort. So we have a film that was shot here called Stars Fell on Alabama that should be debuting sometime this year. So we were very excited that all of our efforts kind of paid off, and we did get a film made. It took us years, but we did it.
Well, congratulations. So, Ron, tell us one more time the dates and the place of this year's festival.
February 18th to the 23rd. All the screens will take place at the University of South Carolina Center for the Arts in downtown Beaufort.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Mike.
Ron Tucker is executive director of the Beaufort International Film Festival. We will have a link to the event posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.